to an ancient world of swords and sorcery, delights and danger, comes a hero so strong, so powerful, so weird, that he defies description, save that he is but a few feet tall, has a long tail and snout, is covered with short gray fur, and bears the name Cerebus the Aardvark. Tonight's episode, Song of Red Sophia. True to his vow, Cerebus reaches the coastal port of Temza before darkness falls again. But there is bad news in the taverns. The Borealan gold mines are said to be failing, and the near-bankrupt government is pressing mercenaries into service on pain of death. Desperation has driven the Aardvark to find a quick source of income to buy him safe passage east. Against his better judgment, he returns to Tansibal, there to meet with Henrot, a very powerful wizard, said to draw his power from not one, but two of the five spheres of the gods.
To come to the point, Cerebus, my friend, I am in need of an assassin.
Boreala is filled with warriors. Why do you choose Cerebus?
I need someone with strength, but I'm also paying for someone with knowledge in the ways of torture. The intended victim must suffer before his death.
And what makes you think Cerebus is this someone?
My herbs, my crystal, all indicate that you are a man, Aardvark, of your word. If you promise to make him suffer, your payment will be a sack of Borealan gold.
Assassin. The word is an ugly one to the earth pig, but a quick escape from Boreala is imperative.
Very well, I'll do it.
It takes but a short while for the wizard to gather the provisions necessary for his newly hired assassin's task, and he places them in the form of a huge, overstuffed bundle squarely on the stout little Aardvark's back.
Clovis's spine, this is heavy.
There, that looks like you have everything. Oh, but there's one more thing I should mention. My daughter, Red Sophia, will accompany you. She herself must watch the man die, slowly. You see, he has besmirched her honor, and therefore must suffer the penalty.
You will doubtless appreciate my company, short gray one.
A number of choice rejoinders occur to the disapproving earth pig. Visions of Borealan gold serve, however, to still his tongue.
You needn't worry about her. She's quite handy with that sword.
Goodbye, father.
Goodbye, Sophia. Terran be with you, Cerebus.
Clovis's toenails. Why did Cerebus get talked into this mess? Daughter, indeed. Cerebus should never have returned to Tansibal.
For Cerebus, the ensuing yards pass like miles, as Sophia begins to relate her life's story.
So, after I got out of school, I started working with Dad, but that was a real drag. So I started playing around with swords. Now I can beat any five of the town boys. Bum-ba-da-da, bum-ba-da-da. I also took a few dance courses. Do you dance? I guess not. I'm one of the best, of course. I find it loosens me up, you know? Helps me to express myself. Da-dum, da-da-dum, da. I wouldn't want to do it for a living, but I always say, you only go around once, so you should grab all of... Whoops!
With a mighty pelvic bump, Sophia accidentally knocks the startled earth pig into a nearby bush.
Idiotic brat! I've endured enough of your...
So, you challenge Red Sophia and besmirch her honor!
Besmirch your...
Ha!
Cerebus jumps just in time to avoid the angry slash of Sophia's sword.
This is what comes of seeking your fortune in these insane Northlands.
Sophia's single blade becomes two, even as Cerebus leaps for his own.
Standard Panrovian dual assault. Doubtless taught the wench by one of the liquor-sodden barons in exile.
Sophia's dagger lags in its sweep toward the Earth Pig's vitals.
Panrovian, beyond a doubt. She will soon discover that Cerebus is no talent bumpkin to fall for such dated techniques.
As Sophia twists to dodge the aardvark's blade, she presents a tempting and rotund target. And the flat of Cerebus's broadsword painfully introduces Red Sophia to professional swordplay.
I must defeat this wench somehow without harming her. With luck, we can be on our way again within the hour.
Gradually, Sophia's plentiful form emerges from the bushes, but her expression betrays no battle lust, only...
Oh, my Lord Cerebus! I have sworn a vow that any man who defeats me in battle shall possess me. I am yours to command. Let me do your bidding, O short gray master. My body is yours.
Do my bidding, eh? Cerebus is most pleased. Here! Oof. You can carry the supplies.
Just before sunset, as Cerebus and Sophia reach the top of a grassy hill, a welcome sight reaches their eyes.
A tavern! Carol, I could use an ale!
And minutes later...
Oh, short gray lord, partake of my cup of love! Drink with me!
Clovis's blood! Stop drooling in my tankard, girl! Stop! Take me! A comely wench reduced to begging for a bedmate? Methinks Thug the Unseemly will have a hand here. Here now, pretty red hair, forget the gray beast. Join Thug for a tankard at his table.
Nay, Cerebus is my lord and master, and my favors are for him alone.
What? Tear of this ale is potent. You prefer him over Thug the Unseemly? A real man?
I am his by right of conquest.
Them folk has no choice. I challenge a short gray pervert. So!
Cerebus hits the floor with a resounding thump, an iron resolve to pay closer attention to Sophia's conversations.
My lord Cerebus will best you with ease, you overblown and brainless lout.
I should have had the wench fitted with a muzzle.
My honor has been besmirched, and Cerebus will avenge me.
Tarum's teeth. Does no one go to taverns for a quiet drink anymore?
Right now, you're worth a snow god, scum. Your time is not.
I have no intention of killing anyone in the wench's name.
Fortunately, Thug's size makes him extremely ponderous and slow-moving. Cerebus spots an opening and...
Let's go.
Wait! We can't leave yet! You only knocked him out! My honor has been besmirched! You have to... Will you stop? My honor is at stake here. You've got to go back in.
Perhaps if your honor is of such importance, you should avenge it yourself.
All right, I will.
Tarum, take me for a vagrant. She's going back in. Now I have to go in and save her from...
And Sophia emerges from the tavern victorious.
Come on, dear heart. I still have to pitch the tent and make dinner.
Clovis's beads. Cerebus begins to think a band of Panrovian dueling instructors could capture this foul country.
Later that night, in a tent in a meadow...
But another day's travel to Branpoor, thank Tarum. Cerebus has almost forgotten what silence sounds like. Clovis's molars. I'm not looking forward to this task. Torture? Bah! There's no sanity in this world. Wizards buying warriors. Over-endowed females taking up my time in useless revenge. Why Cerebus has to be the one to... What in Tarum's name is this stuff?
It's granola, for Set's sake. You know, nuts, oats, molasses.
Horse feed? You would prepare horse feed for an earth pig born?
A short hunt turns up a more suitable meal for the aardvark, and he returns to the tent where he can munch at last, contentedly.
How can you stand to eat that? It was just alive a minute ago.
Alive or dead, meat is meat. Cerebus always eats meat.
But if you think that way, that meat is meat, you'd have to include human beings as food, too.
Only if game is scarce.
Either you have a very gross sense of humor, or I think I'm going to be sick.
The following morning, no longer encumbered by the supplies for which they intend to return, Sophia and Cerebus make better time towards Branpur.
I can't understand it. You beat me in battle, and yet you won't let me serve you. On my father's life, I vow to do anything that will please you, Earth Pig Master. How about a tail massage? Or maybe I could sew sequins on your helmet? Oh, did that branch hit you? Really, my Lord Cerebus, you should watch where you're going. Maybe you'd like a monogrammed handkerchief set.
There appears to be method in Henrot's madness. A sack of gold is a small price to pay for a few days of quiet and safety.
This way, up this slope. The gate is just at the top of this hill. I'm into hand-holding myself. I'm pretty good at it, too. Oops, watch out below.
My Clovis' skull.
Oh, we could try granny and tonsil kissing. It's a specialty of mine. Now that I've moved the fake branches, these gates should be right here.
But why did she have to move the branches onto Cerebus?
Aha! Bingo! Maybe I'm not into the same things you are. What's your sign, anyway? Say, maybe we could slip into these bushes for a few minutes.
Terum's blood, does this wench think of naught else?
Looks like there's dirt on your snout. Would you, like me to lick it off?
Nearby, a well-dressed young man recognizes a familiar voice and an even more familiar lewd proposal.
Sophia!
Tannis Ferris, you!
Oh, Clovis's ears!
Sophia, what do you... Watch why you're swinging that thing!
You have besmirched my honor, Ferris!
Terum, if Cerebus waits much longer, there will be naught but hamburger left to torture.
Let go of my arm, beloved Cerebus! I'll split that fop from stem
to... That fop is worth a sack of gold to Cerebus! Stand back or by, Clovis! Whew. Now, Cerebus begins to suspect you two know each other. Perhaps you can tell me your version of things, my perfumed friend.
Well, it all began...
Liar! He's lying, beloved. He is! Kill him! 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 You just wait until Cerebus gets done with you, you rogue!
You struck her!
Aye, this is the first moment's peace Cerebus has had in 2 days.
You struck her! You barbarian! You cad! On your guard, you dwarfish long ferryo! I'll thrash you! I'll pound you! As soon as I catch my breath, I have this lung infection, you know.
Mayhap Cerebus has been too hasty in denouncing torture. Why don't you lean up against his statue and rest while Cerebus ties you up?
Oh, thank you. You know, I loved her from the first moment I saw her. I would risk all for another chance to watch her bathe.
These nails should help. Pity there's no sulfur around.
Would that I could spend the rest of my life at her side. Ah, that would be heaven indeed.
Terum, none of this wood looks dry enough for kindling.
Her features are too perfect for a mortal such as I. Ah, Sophia, Sophia, how could you spurn me so? What is it within your... Say, why are you heating up that rail?
Guess. Fainted. Terum, it will take forever for the iron to heat up enough in this fire. So he would risk his life to look upon the wench. The ways of men are strange indeed to one who is Earth Pig born.
Oh, my beloved Lord Cerebus. Only you would ask me to be your own, I'd do anything you want. I do anything my Lord Cerebus demands.
And I have to listen to such drivel all the way back to Tonsu Ball. Heaven, he calls it. Being at the wench's side is more suffering than Cerebus.
Mayhap Cerberus has just found one solution for two problems.
So it is that the next day finds Henrot enjoying the noon sun and altering the atomic structure of the occasional insect. But there is something amiss. Something he has trouble putting a wizardly finger on.
The Earthling returns, but no Sophia. Can it be that... No, the indicators were too strong. If he agreed to bring suffering to Tanis Varus, he has done so. Good morrow to you, Aardvark. Have you, done as I asked?
Aye. Your friend faces suffering too horrible for even an Earth Pig to contemplate.
Here is your sack of gold, then. If I might make so bold, are you sure he is suffering?
Suffice to say, Cerberus would not want to be in Ferris's place. Now, if you...
But, my daughter, where is Red Sophia?
I told her she would make Cerberus very happy if she married Ferris.
She did that for you?
Red Sophia will do anything for Cerberus.
But
I have no doubt that the marriage of your daughter and Ferris will last many years. And if you can think of greater suffering than that, you're welcome to try them out, Henrot, on your new son-in-law.
Cerberus, the Aardvark, is adapted with permission from the comic books of the same name. Written and drawn by Dave Sim. Published and copyrighted by Aardvark Vanaheim Press. Radio adaptation was written by Kara Dahlke. Production and engineering by Chris Dronan. Players for this episode were Jerry Stearns, Chris Dronan, David E. Rome, Bob Hunter, Curtis Hoffman, and Gene Messer. Tune in again next week for the next exciting episode of Cerberus, the Aardvark, Death's Dark Tread.